We all have this very strong belief that we have conscious free will. And it's a central part of our idea of ourselves as individuals that we can want to do something, we can have an intention to do something, and then we can do it. We can make our intention drive our actions. And Benjamin Libet's work was one of the few experiments which made a truly innovative and courageous attempt to address that question.
I can't feel it being cold.
Patrick Haggard's team are going to measure my brain activity in the run-up to a conscious decision, with electrodes placed on my scalp.
Okay, Susan, you're
Hello.
You're all wired up and ready to go.
Absolutely.
We're going to record from your left motor cortex, your right motor cortex, and from the midline. I want you to watch the clock hand, which is rotating in this small clock in the center of the screen. And then at any time that you choose, when you intend and will to, I want you to press either this key or this key. As the urge takes you.
Fine, okay.
And then the computer will prompt you to type in the position of the clock hand at which you first felt the conscious will to press the button.
Good.
Any questions?
No.
Off we go.
It's very funny waiting for the urge, isn't it?
So watching the clock, I record the exact time that I make the decision to act, while the electrodes on my head monitor the activity in my brain leading up to this decision. As I do this over and over again, a clear pattern starts to emerge.
So here are our results, which contain the same basic effect as Libet originally found. The average time of the intention to move was where this arrow is here, and you can see that the motor areas of the brain have begun to build up electrical activity in preparation for this willed action 2,000 milliseconds at least before the action actually occurs.
Just as in Libet's original work, this experiment seems to show that my brain begins to prepare for movement long before I felt like I had consciously decided to move. So did I have any real choice about when I moved? Could the feeling of having made a decision just be an illusion?
So this looks like a real problem for our idea of conscious free will, because our assumption that we work with every day, I think, is that we decide what we want to do, and then, or I should say, I decide what I want to do, and then I am able to get my brain to drive my body to make it happen.